I'm not a science guy. I can tell you everything I know about science in just a couple of minutes, and it won't impress anybody. It's very elementary. So today, we're going to have a very elementary lesson. But I want you to know some of the most important facts and amazing things that you can do as a Christian flow out of our elementary knowledge of what God's told us. We're just going to review some things that are important, and we're going to use this eclipse that's upon us to do it. Because after all, you know, we can't talk about science without applying it to spiritual things, because this is church. That's what you do in worship. And what I want to do is, by the time you walk out of here, you're going to be able to associate some of the daily things of your life with who you are and what you're supposed to do. When you walk out the door of your house, you're going to be reminded, who am I and what am I supposed to be doing here? All right, so here's the first couple of things. Two truths that we're just going to keep in tension all the way through this lesson. First of all, Jesus tells us, you are the light of the world. Now, who's the you? That's us. Y'all, he's saying, y'all are the light of the world. Us. We are the light of the world. That's what Jesus says, Sermon on the Mount. You know this. And the object, he says, what he goes on to clarify is, you let your light shine by the good works that you do so that God can be glorified. So you do good, and as you do good, it shines light in the world, and God receives the glory. But then another place, Jesus says this, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness and will have the light of life. I am the light. So is Jesus the light, or are we the light? Yes. Good answer. They're both necessary, but one is primary. Jesus is the light. He's the source. He's the origin of any light that there is in the universe. And so he is the light of the world. He's shining all the time, whether people see it or not. We then reflect his light to the world, and we are necessary. Now, I don't know why God designed it this way, but you have to keep both of these in tension. You might say, well, Jesus is enough. They don't need us. Oh, no. He chose to work this way. He's the light, but he wants us reflecting that light to the world. And both of these lights together might actually influence the world. They have to be kept in tension. They have to be. They're necessary. They're both essential. All right, so it's sticking with our title. Anybody know what the word albedo means? There's a definition. It's the amount of light from the sun that's reflected by something. So, does the moon shine? The answer is no. We make some moonshine, but no. No, we don't do that. We don't do that around here. But the moon does shine light. You see it at night, but it's reflecting the light of the sun. The albedo of the sun is the moon is the amount of light the moon receives from the sun and sends on. It's 12% max. The moon can shine as much as 12% of the sun it receives. The earth is 30%. We reflect into the universe a lot of the light of the sun because we're bigger, right? The earth is bigger than the moon. The albedo is the amount of light from the sun that is reflected on from something after it receives it. We're going to apply this spiritually this morning. We're going to turn the S-U-N to the S-O-N. Jesus is the light. He shines. He's the sun. And our job is to reflect the light we receive from him onto the world so that they can see and know who Jesus is and respond to him. Now, I'm going to put this on a screen, but I'm also going to have some help. Graham, will you come up here, please? And Hutch, would you come up here, please? And then I'm going to ask for any volunteer who wants to. Who would be willing to come up and help? Who? Dayton. Oh. This is a risk. This is always a risk. How do I get stuck doing this? We're going to introduce these guys, okay? So the first one is the sun. Could you put the sun up here? This is the largest object, right? This is the sun. Largest object in the solar system. Big old thing, 865,000 miles in diameter. It's hot. Earth and the moon revolve around it. It's the center of the universe, and Dayton sometimes thinks he is too. So here you are. If you will, come right over here and stand right there. Yeah, he's the sun today, right? And again, remember in our metaphor, in our I don't know if it's a metaphor, simile, whatever. Anyway, he's placing Jesus, right? Jesus is like the sun. He is the center of our lives, correct? He's the one that gives light, and he's the one who nourishes life in all of us, and so that's Jesus, right? Well, we also have, secondly, the moon. He's the moon, okay. Smaller, 1/4 the size of the earth, right? Shines at night, but not of a light of its own. It's got to stay in line with him. So if you would move over this way, Graham. You're the moon, so you stay right here, and you look toward him. All right. So the light shining off this, okay, shines off the moon. It's a long way from the earth. This is a big old journey, but you know, in space, it's amazing. Diameter circles the earth every 27.3 days. I just want you to, okay, Earth, that's you. So here you go. Next one is Earth. It's quite wide right here. Circles the sun once a year, 93 million miles from the sun. So you come over here, and so you are shining on him because you are the moon. He's us. Christians are the moon. We are taking the light from the sun. You got to stay in line with it. And it reflects off of here, and it comes to here, the word. Let's put you right here so people can see you. And he's the earth. Okay, so if we were really right about this, in fact, come out this way just a little bit, and you're supposed to revolve around the earth. So would you make one revolution just for fun, just to make this right? Just go around him once. Now, if we were doing this, you'd do it like 15 times. We won't do that. Okay. And all the while, you both are revolving around him. So go ahead and take one revolution and then end up right where you are. Go ahead, yeah. Actually, you're supposed to be going around the earth while he's going around the sun. Can you do that at the same time? Well, no, don't, you're going too fast. He's got to go around. And we'll do our best. Okay, all right. Now get back to where you were. No, okay. All right. So Jesus, we're making this, Jesus is the sun, life. I know, isn't that weird? And then reflects off the light of the moon, which is us, onto the earth, the world. This is the planet we live on, of course, but this is everybody we live with. Now, this is a screen up here, if in case you can't see what they're doing up here. That's how it works. The sun shines on the moon. The moon is us. The sun is Jesus, and the world is the world. The earth is the world. The sun shines on the moon. The moon then reflects onto the earth. And the earth can see that light and respond to it. And it affects the earth in a lot of ways, indirectly and directly. This thing right here is pretty important. This thing right here has implications. And we're going to make an illustration of this. So the next screen, if you would. So the light's not our own. If we are the moon, we're making application to us because we're the moon. And the idea is, it's not our own. We reflect Jesus. When we start thinking that we're good enough on our own and get out of line with Jesus, we get in trouble. Because it's not our light, it's his. We're not trying to sell the world on us. We're not even trying to sell the world on the church. We're trying to sell the world on the Lord, Jesus, right? Our goal is to have as high an albedo as we can. We want the amount of light we receive to also be reflected on others, as high amount as we can. We want the Christian albedo to be high. And here's the goal. Here's the challenge. We've got to stay in line with the sun. Some people will say, once you're in line with the sun, you can't get out of line with the sun. But that's not true. The way the world knocks us around and the way the world influences us, there's a lot of things that knock us out of alignment. We can actually be a Christian who has an albedo of zero. We aren't reflecting Jesus at all. We're too busy with other things, right? So the mission is staying as much like in line with the sun as we can. We want to make sure of that because there's so many things that can affect it. Let me give you a couple of examples. A warning story from Mark chapter 9. Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, he's doing his thing up there with the three inner disciples. At the bottom are the others. The other disciples who've been given power and authority to do amazing things just like Jesus did. But for some reason, they have a power outage. Do you remember this? They can't cast the demon out. And they're stumped. Jesus comes down the mountain, and he's able to take care of that demon. But when they get inside the house, right? When they get inside the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we do it?" And Jesus said, "That kind can only come out by prayer. You guys haven't been praying. Don't think that once you become a Christian and you're baptized, Listen carefully. Just because you're baptized doesn't keep the power of the Spirit flowing in your life at top strength. You've got to maintain it. You've got to keep filling yourself with the Spirit over and over again. That's what you're doing right here today. You're getting a little more filling of the Spirit to be a stronger witness and a stronger light in the world you're living in. And these people thought they could just keep doing it and keep doing it. Even Jesus himself couldn't. When he was walking along and this woman said, if I just touch the hem of his robe, I'll be healed. And she was, but Jesus said he felt power flow out of him. Every time he did something like that, power left him. Why do you think he spent all night on a mountain and he spent so much time praying to the Father? It wasn't just a hang out with God. He was replenishing his strength. And we've got to do the same thing. Next screen. Now we got a lunar eclipse. This isn't going to happen until March of 25, 1 year from now. Now what happens here is the earth, who's the earth? That's you. You go right here. Yeah, and you come right here, and here's the moon. All right, something happens, and this gets out of whack. You see what's happening here? You can see it on the screen if you want to, but you can see it with these guys. Graham is getting in the way of Jesus and blocking Hutch. Hutch is now in the shadows of the earth. Now, in looking at it, it almost looks like, great, the world here is getting full blast of Jesus, right? No, it takes both lights. It takes Jesus being the light and his people being the light. And in this case, God's people are in the shadow of the earth. The world is getting in the way of the moon receiving, of the Christian receiving the light of Jesus. All of a sudden, instead of looking at Jesus, our eyes are full of the world. Tell me this doesn't happen. Tell me this isn't the number one problem of the church today. Youth group, forget youth group, college, forget college, all of us, even adults. Here's how it works. Don't let the world get in the way of the sun lighting up your life. A couple of times we see this happen in Scripture. It's one of them, the parable of the sower. As for what was sown among the thorns, just one of the soils is all we're going to look at. This is one who hears the word and it starts producing something in his life, but then the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of wealth, choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. They started out fine, they were baptized, they start growing a little bit, but then all of a sudden, the world captures their attention, blocks the sun, and they're of no use whatsoever to the earth. They're in the shadow of what is already dark. There was a guy in the New Testament known as Demas, and Paul says this of him. He was a great helper for him earlier, but now it says, Demas, in love with the present world, has deserted me and gone to the... He's let the world capture his eyes. And now the sun can't reach him, much less him reflect it to a dark world. There is one other time it says this. One, notice this in Philippians chapter 2. This should be memorized, Chandler, by every youth group, especially as they're going on a youth trip on the youth bus. Do all things without grumbling and complaining. Now, he goes on to say why. So that you can be blameless and innocent in the midst of a world, right? Children of God. That's what children of God do. They act without blemish in the midst of a crooked, twisted generation. We live in this dark, dark world, and the way that we shine light on it is sometimes not what we do, but what we don't do. I refuse to grumble and complain like everybody else on the planet. Among whom you shine as lights in the world. That's what he says. He throws that line in there. You're supposed to shine like lights. Now, here's the deal. Even the stars get their light from the sun. Even they do. If we act like the world, our light goes dark. We are just like the black, dark background against which we're supposed to shine. And that's what happens when we start grumbling and complaining just like everybody else does. It's very clear we don't let this happen. Don't let the world become more important, spending more time with, being more influenced by the world than the sun we're supposed to be in line with. Very important, but next screen. Third one, solar eclipse. This is what we get tomorrow. Now, can you all figure out where you're supposed to go? Yeah, you guys, man, these guys, These guys are good. So you got the sun shining. Notice that the sun never moves. Sun never moves. Sun's always there shining. Even when it's cloudy, if you got on a helicopter, airplane, you can go above it. The sun's always shining. It's never a problem with the sun. Sun's never an issue. The issue is us. It's always the way it is. In this case, you're the moon, right? And we're supposed to be you? We're moons. We just call them. And he's right here. And this almost looks good too, right? Oh, we and the moon, we're getting as close to the sun. We just want to be close. And we become like him, bask in the glow of it. Isn't that always good? Well, what happens here is I'm so busy enjoying it for me, I don't reflect it on to anybody else. You would almost think, well, getting close to Jesus is always good, isn't it? Well, it is, but only if you allow it to be reflected, because now you're actually getting in the way of the world seeing the light of the sun. Now, how does that happen? A couple times in the Sermon on the Mount. Here's the first one. When you keep your light under a basket, you know what that means? I like to shine as long as I'm around other lights, and we do it under the cover of a building. So I shine. I look like a great Christian when I'm in the youth group. I look like a great Christian when I'm with a college group. But let me stay with that college group. Let me just stay here. Let me stay in the building. Let me stay at so-and-so's house for devotional, and we'll talk about this. No offense to lads to leaders, but when you stand up and you say, I'm not ashamed, listen, that's easy at church. That's easy at church. You're with all the unashamed, all together in the shaker, right? But when the salt has to get out, and the whole idea is God doesn't want you just basking in this, right? We walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another. We have forgiveness, but we also reflect. The impact of the light has to go beyond just us. There's another way that we do this. It's also on the Sermon on the Mount. It's that classic weird confusion. You have Matthew 5 where he says, you're the light of the world, do good works so that people can see it and glorify your Father. But then the next chapter he says, don't pray in front of all these people to be seen by them. Pray in your closet. And you're like, but you just said, let it be seen. But when he said that, let it be seen so that God can be glorified, this time over here he says, you are letting it be seen so that others see you and go, wow, what an impressive guy. It's entirely the motive. It's not that you're seen, it's why you're wanting to be seen. There's an example of this. Acts chapter 5, you have Barnabas, who sold everything he owns, and he gives it to this account of the church, and they all, wow, that was great, we love it. Ananias and Sapphira see it. We want that kind of accolade and honor. So we're going to sell everything, and we're going to tell them we're giving it all to the church. And everybody's, Peter's not fooled. It's not that they kept it back. They had every right to keep it back. They kept it back, but told them it was all wanting to look better than they really were. And if we are going around acting around each other, trying to convince each other we're better than we really are, that's when we do this. We've eclipsed our purpose. Okay, go back to the way you should be. That's how it should work. And you guys did a great job. Your job's done. Thank you very much. Y'all give my hand. I mean, did y'all capture Dayton being that still that long? Don't ever say that miracles don't happen in churches of Christ, because we just saw one. We just witnessed one. Amazing, isn't it? That's your lesson, y'all. I want you to remember this, because the whole idea is you are to be little moons out there in the world, shining the light. Don't let the world take too much of your eyes. Don't let yourself get in the way of the world seeing Christ in you. It's a delicate balance. But when you walk out tomorrow, here's what I want you to remember. When you see or feel the sun, be reminded You always have to walk in light of the S-O-N. He's the life-giving influence. He's the one that you want to reflect. So every time you see the sun, remember who Jesus is to you. Then, every time you feel the dirt or the pavement or the earth underneath your feet, remember, those are the people, this globe contains all the people that we want to become children of God and that we have a role in, especially the people we live around. Remember your mission and your purpose every time you take a step on this globe. And then third, when you see the moon, remember who you are and what you're supposed to be doing. I told you I want you to remember this. As Christians, we are to moon the world. I want you to remember that. And that really is our task. And you can take that screen off now so I don't offend anybody unnecessarily. But it is. It's what we're supposed to do. Stay in line with the sun. Reflect him to a lost world. They need to see us. But they only need to see us so they can see the Father back behind us. And that's your mission for this week. If you are not a believer, can I tell you that we've tried mooning you all morning? Isn't that weird? We've tried to show you the words of the songs this morning of the God we praise. The reason we live the way we do is not because we're good people. It's because we serve a God who's asked us to reflect him in the world. And we've gathered around a table and we've remembered the one who actually lived this way his entire life and then sacrificed his life to take care of our shortcomings. And we gathered around and we acknowledge our shortcomings. And then we sang. We sang those songs about God being the glory and praise the Lord Jehovah because he's the one we want seen in us. I don't want convincing Jonesboro we're a great church. I want us to convince our area that our Lord is a great and awesome God. And Jesus is all-encompassing for every flaw we have. And so this message has been permeated. We hope that we've mooned you all morning if you're not a believer. And if that response, if that truth finally sank in, I hope that you'll respond. And you'll want to make him the Lord of your life and make him the center of your existence, the sun of your universe, and you are willing, like us, to take your position as moons and go out there and reflect the light of the sun to the world. There's your mission, there's your identity, and if there's anyone who needs to respond this morning, make it known as we stand, as we sing together.